let St. Dominic lead us into this Lenten season. We hear from Joel's prophecy every year on Ash Wednesday, and it should strike us in a strange way today. It's a prophecy which begins in the midst of unprecedented disaster. And if what he says resonates with us, and it resonates with me during a year unprecedented in any of our lifetimes, if Joel resonates with us, we should start praying for courage. Because as Joel catalogs unprecedented disaster, he promises, on top of it all, a coming disaster. If the prophet Joel was here and had this message to preach, he might say something like, "You thought COVID was bad. It was. But get ready. There's more on the way." And brothers, I don't know what I'd do if I heard that message. But I think we have ideas about what St. Dominic would do, and that in a time when we need it, he again comes to our aid. He gives us direction. Hearing this message, I'm sure Dominic's heart would ache. I'm sure it'd ache for all those who've really struggled this year. That it about burn for those who don't know how much more they can take, those ready to give up when they hear of more pain and discouragement on the way. And I think that ache, that burn, would drive him to the chapel. That's where sorrow drove him before, when he fell to his knees in the middle of the night and wept and prayed and asked, "Lord, what will become of sinners?" And I think it'd drive him to the wood of his desk to find Christ in the scriptures and all his books of theology so that he could use his learning to show that light of Christ to others. And I think it'd drive him to encounter the people of the world around him so that his grace-filled spirit, quickened by his prayer, quickened by his study, could bring healing to people who need it. Brothers, I don't know what this year is going to bring, but I know how we're called to respond. We're called to ache for God's suffering people, to burn with love, God's love, for them, and to spend ourselves to help them encounter Christ in a way they've never encountered him before. I think that's our call this Lenten season. Brothers, please, let's answer that call.